Hello, Audio Boo. I hope we're all okay. I am finally back home after a pretty intense couple of weeks, what with funerals and what have you. So my dad and I thought we could do with a bit of cheering up. So we looked up last night what was on in the area, and we found a small breeds farm, animal farm, about 20 miles away. So we decided to give that a go. And on the spur of the moment, I asked if my friends Jack and Chris wanted to come as well. And they said, yes, please. The experience was absolutely amazing. There were little sheep, goats, horses, donkeys, tons of chickens, ducks, geese, swans, and all sorts of stuff. Pheasants as well. And there was a sort of sanctuary bit where there were owls and squirrels and stuff. We didn't see the squirrels. But my dad could see some of the owls, because a lot of the owls in the owl sanctuary were behind chicken wire fences. But we could get right into the pens with the sheep, goats and horses and just literally just fuss them and feed them. You got a bucket of food for a pound, like animal feed. It was great. And I at one point had this little goat. He was probably about the size of a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, clawing at the side of my leg trying to get some food. It was amazing. And after lunch, we had a lady, one of the keepers of the farm, came up to us, and she took us into the small animal area where there were guinea pigs, rabbits, chinchillas, mice. And she took us into the incubation rooms where we handled baby chicks, ducklings, goslings. I've never seen a baby duck or a baby goose. I was amazed at how long their necks were, actually. It was like a sort of head on the end of a pencil. It was great. And chinchillas, guinea pig. We saw a guinea pig, which she thought was pregnant, and a mouse, which she called a fancy mouse, which was basically just like your average mouse. It was tiny. I've never seen a mouse before, ever. I was really pleased because I got to see one, and you got right up close to the geese and chicks and stuff. It was fantastic. And we went into the owl house, where they have owls. I think they're sort of tethered to they're sort of tethered on long ropes, I think, because they can sort of move about and fly about a bit, but we can handle them. And there were different breeds of owls, and we stroked them and held them and everything. It was fantastic. I'd go there again. I really would go there again. And also, late afternoon, there was a newborn goat. One of the goats had her baby. And my friend Chris was standing there at the enclosure, actually videoing this goat, this little kid trying to stand up. Oh, it was brilliant. It was fantastic. I have got some audio boos of the day. I've uploaded a ton of, well, not uploaded, I've drafted a ton of boos. So I'm going to go through them and label them, describe them as best I can, because I didn't get much time to sort of explain. I just wanted to soak up the atmosphere, really. The animals, the sounds of the animals and birds. Oh, my goodness. And I will put them up so that everybody can sort of hear what kind of a day we had. It was fabulous. I'm actually going to go and write to them in a bit, email them and just say thank you so much for how helpful they were today. It was brilliant. So that really did cheer me up, because it has been a tough couple of weeks and I really needed something to just sort of, you know, make me feel more sort of content, more happy, whatever. So I was really glad to get the opportunity to go. It was amazing. Oh, I'm sorry, I've repeated that again. I didn't mean to. But I'm sure you will indulge me, Audio Boo. We stopped off at a pub on the way back, had something to eat. The prices were shocking, actually. It was not great. The food was pretty mediocre, and the prices were pretty pretty extortionate, unfortunately. And now I'm back home, just about to have a look through some of these boos and upload some of these boos. And I hope you enjoy at least some of them, or get something out of at least some of them, especially the last one, because that's full of sheep and I love the sound of sheep. So I hope you enjoy it, and I shall boo at you again very, very soon. Bye bye for now.